WHDD presents Susan Says.
As most writers, I was always a reader. When I was little, I loved Nancy Drew mysteries, and my favorite book was The Secret Garden. In my adult life, I used to read a book every few days. My New York apartment can barely hold them, fiction, nonfiction. But during this awful year, this annus horribilis, I found it hard to concentrate. Did you? So my reading has been scattered. If I found something I really loved, I would finish it, but otherwise I'd stop and go back to mindless TV viewing. Of course, the week of the impeachment was the best escape, total immersion. But then it stopped, and what to do? Needlepoint. Pillows is my go-to relaxer while I watch TV, but I needed something else, more engrossing. Fortunately, a friend mentioned to me that there was a new book about Mike Nichols that seemed to get a lot of good anticipation. I love Mike Nichols, of course, as a brilliant comic mind, performer with Elaine May, and then director. But I didn't know much about him. I had never met him, though we knew a lot of the same people in New York and California. The book is called Mike Nichols, A Life, by journalist Mark Harris. I will tell you right now that the last few days have been the most compelling, engaging, immersive experience of my reading life. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this is the best book I've ever read. Now, I guess you have to like theater and movies and gossip, and if you're a Jewish girl who studied the Holocaust and worked for Holocaust organizations, as I did, and happened to be a writer, well, yes, it checks all those boxes, fits all those categories. You don't just read it, you live it. It is so personal to a degree that I've never before seen in a book. It's rich. His troubled life is, well, larger than most lives, to put it mildly. I'm treating myself 2 hours a day. It's a very long book. I could read it all and finish, but I don't want to. I want to preserve it and make it last forever. And I'm underlining like crazy, which I do in a book I like. The life of Mike Nichols was filled with pain and sadness and joys and success. He was the most complicated man. His childhood alone, coming over on a boat, escaping the Holocaust, when he was 7, and the caretaker of his little 4-year-old brother, the personal trauma of him losing all his hair to alopecia as a child, and what it provoked in a long life of making long hours of disguise, as he said, to become Mike Nichols. Every film and play he did in great detail, many of which I didn't see, but I want to now. Mark Harris spent many years on the research. It's so rich, so divine and detailed. It's a gem you feel fortunate to share. I was fortunate enough to know some of the people mentioned. One of my good friends was Mike's best friend, John Calley, head of many studios. For me, the smartest guy I ever met, as I never met Mike Nichols. I'm torn between wanting to say submerge in the pages and not wanting it to end. Diane Sawyer saved Mike. Their long and lovely marriage begins with a wish. He wanted to meet her, and then miraculously he ran into her. I won't spoil it for you, but I do wonder what she thinks of this monumental love poem and staggering piece of work. Thanks, Mr. Harris, you're saving me for the foreseeable future. And then I might read my underlined parts again or even read another one of your books.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.